Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on September 6 regarding Germaine, J-E-R-M-A-I-N-E, Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Rhodes as described in my report of 12-29-20. He's now a 51-year-old male who again reports he was injured at work on 3-29-19. Pretty is pulling a Comeo, K-O-M-E-O, up an incline to deliver at his last stop and pulled a muscle in his left knee. Pretty did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Pretty had further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of a torn meniscus. Pretty he underwent complete knee replacement in April 2021, but is no longer receiving any active treatment. Pretty Mr. Rhodes admits that in 2017, he was trying to move a cage while at work in the back of his truck and twisted the same knee. Period at that time, he received therapy and injections. Period denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. In paragraph, I was already in receipt of much of the documentation you provided. Period. Amongst the new documentation is a follow-up note from Dr. Nazarian dated 1-18-21. Period, we had previously been in receipt of his progress notes through 10-19-20. Period, on this occasion he complained of left knee pain. Period, his BMI was 42.36. Period, x-ray showed severe arthrosis with joint space narrowing, comma, osteophyte formation, comma, subchondral cysts, comma, and sclerosis. Period, standing views were also done, demonstrating degenerative joint disease. Period, Dr. Nazarian offered a diagnosis of unilateral primary osteoarthritis of the left knee. Period, corticosteroid injection was administered. Period, they discussed further treatment options, both conservative and invasive. Period. Mr. Rhodes returned on 3-8-21. Reporting only short-term relief from the injection. Period. They again discussed various treatment options, including knee replacement surgery. Period. New paragraph on 4-9-21. Surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Nazarian postoperatively on 4-26-21. Period, corticosteroid injection was administered on that visit. Period, he participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period, Dr. Nazarian followed his progress, running through 1-31-22, period, scratch that, make that. Now you can keep it at 1-31-22. Bridget was ambulating with no assistance from a walker or a cane. Bridget was doing home exercises as well as physical therapy, period. He was progressing in therapy, but was having pain on the medial aspect of his knee while particularly doing strengthening exercises and going up and down stairs or getting up from a chair. Period, the pain is limiting his ability to walk longer distances and carrying heavier weights. Period. Dr. Nazarian performed another corticosteroid injection to the knee. Period, range of motion was 0 to 120 degrees. Period, x-ray showed a well-fixed, well-positioned prosthesis. Period. New paragraph on 8-24-21. Mr. Rhodes was seen at Rothman Specialty Hospital for a preoperative assessment relative to right knee replacement. Period. He was cleared for that procedure. Period. On 9/3/21, Dr. Nazarian performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. And underline this. On several of Dr. Nazarian's notes, he does reference the right knee, although the left knee was the one injured in the subject event. Period. It is unclear if this is simply a clerical error or if Mr. Rhodes indeed underwent treatment and surgery for the right knee as well. Period. New paragraph on 1/7/22. Dr. Sapega, S-A-P-E-G-A, performed an evaluation with respect to both knee conditions. Reed had previously seen him on 4/20/20. Period. Dr. Sapega opined. He commented about causation and disagreed with some of the statements in my earlier report when I was paraphrasing his comments. Period. He noted the petitioner had undergone bilateral knee replacement procedures. Period. The left knee was not in need of any further formal treatment. Period. He was going to participate in another one or two months of physical therapy for the right knee. Period. He prognosticated a functional capacity evaluation might be advisable in the future in order to assess his ability to meet the totality of his former job demands. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Mr. Rhodes was seen at Concentral on 8/15/12. Period. He was diagnosed with a contusion of his knee of unspecified side. Period. He's referred for physical therapy. Period. He later was cleared to return to regular duty effective 9/10/12. Period. He returned on 9/18/12. Again. Period. On 6/6/13, he was seen at Concentra again, complaining about his leg, which was injured on 6/3/13. Period. He was making a delivery, pulling a cage from a stage point in the trailer, and injured his left knee. Period. And underline this, this is obviously before the subject event of 3/29/19. Period. He was assessed with a sprain of the left knee. Period. X-rays could not be done because he was too heavy for that machine. Period. He was initiated on conservative care and activity modification. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Barr on 6/26/13. Period. On this occasion, he reported pulling a cage and twisting his right knee. Period. He had been seen at Concentra, who gave him an injection and sent him for an MRI. Period. He has diffuse right knee pain. Period. He denied any prior problems with the knee. Period. He admitted to motor vehicle accident on 12/1/11, for which Dr. Barr had seen him. Period. He had last been seen for that accident on 4/15/13 for cervical and lumbar sprains, as well as back pain and left leg and arm pain. period. Dr. Barr performed an exam and reviewed the MRI of the right knee dated 6/28/13. Brady diagnosed a medial meniscal tear for which arthroscopic surgery was scheduled. The MRI also showed some degenerative joint disease, common chondromalacia, common patellar subluxation. Period. On 7/25/13, Dr. Barr performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Rhodes followed up through 8/26/13. Period motion was from 0 to 120 degrees. Period. He was going to stay in aggressive therapy and would remain out of work. Period. The plan was for him to follow up in 3 weeks. Period. He was also being monitored by the practitioners at Concentra. Period. This ran through 6/27/13. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Rhodes was also seen on 6/9/14 by Dr. Metier, M-E-E-T-E-E-R, relative to several work accidents. The first recorded on 8/9/12 when he bumped his left knee against the metal cage. Period. He noted the course of treatment afterwards. Period. He also had a separate work-related injury on June 3rd or June 6th of 2013. Period. This involved a twisting injury to his right knee when pulling on a cage. Period. He was then diagnosed with a torn medial meniscus. Period. Dr. Matier noted his treatment with Concentra and with Dr. Barr, including the surgery done on 7/25/13. Period. He had been discharged to an independent program after completing treatment. Period. After evaluation, Dr. Matier rendered a diagnosis of left knee contusion for the work accident of 8/9/12. Period. He believed Mr. Rhodes had reached maximum medical improvement for that accident, but he also has a diagnosis of right knee medial meniscal tear and aggravation of his underlying chondromalacia and synovitis. Period. He noted the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement for the right knee as well. Period. He offered 7.5% permanent partial disability of the right leg due to the right knee medial meniscal tear and aggravation of his chondromalacia and synovitis, treated with arthroscopic surgical intervention, and occurred as a result of the work-related accident on 6/3/13. Period. On 11/7/14, he was also seen by Dr. Ralph Cataldo. Period. He offered 65% permanent disability of the right leg. Period. He found no disability referable to a childhood laceration of the right leg with no involvement of the knee. Period. Dr. Cataldo issued another report and evaluation on 6/12/15 that also addressed the left leg. Brady offered 35% of that leg based upon the residuals of contusion, sprain, and strain of the knee status post cortisone injection as per patient testimony. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed healed anterior longitudinal scars of the knees bilaterally, consistent with his surgeries. Period. On the left, it measured 7 inches, and on the right, 8 inches. Period. Lateral to the right knee was another 6-inch longitudinal healed scar. Period. Motion of the right knee was minimally limited from 0 to 130 degrees of flexion without crepitus or tenderness period. Motion of the left knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period had mild tenderness palpation about the left medial aspect of the popliteal area, but there was none on the right. Under knee maneuvers, he had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. The rest of that section is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. Impressions. Jermaine Rhodes injured his left knee at work on 3/29/19, as will be inserted from a marked prior report. Period. New paragraph since evaluated here. He sought and received additional treatment, culminating in total left knee replacement surgery. Period. He also underwent total right knee replacement surgery. Period. It is my understanding the left knee has been the only accepted portion for his claim. Period. He had previously had injuries to both knees, as described in the reports of Dr. Cataldo and Dr. Mateer. Period. Assessments of permanent disability were rendered at that juncture. Period. New paragraph. Insert the operative reports from 4/9/21 and 9/3/21. Mr. Rhodes had physical therapy postoperatively and was cleared to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found there to be virtually full range of motion of both knees. Period. He was markedly obese, but weighed less than, but has a lower BMI than when seen in the documentation. Period. McMurray's maneuver on the right knee elicited tenderness. Period. There was no instability or internal derangement with provocative maneuvers at the knees. Period. He walked with a physiologic gait and was able to squat and rise. Period. No handheld assistive device was necessary. Period. In paragraph, I would now offer 15% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. Period. This obviously incorporates extensive pre-existing degenerative joint disease that was not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by the subject event. Period. Although there is some permanent disability relative to the right knee, in my view, this is entirely unrelated to the incident of 3/29/19 or any assertion he may make relative to the compensatory gait pattern. Period. Clearly, he has extreme obesity that contributes to and accelerates degenerative joint disease in the knees. Period. End.